Our assignment for this morning was to tell how we can be an encouragement to those around us. And I think one thing that I can do in my day-to-day life is just to be cheerful and optimistic and just to be happy, because even if there's a job you don't feel like doing, it doesn't help to complain or to feel down about it. It actually goes a lot smoother if you're cheerful. And one little story, my great-grandpa, one time he was in a church service and he was up on the pews behind the pulpit, and somebody asked my dad, "Why is he smiling? Is there something wrong with him?" And my dad said, "No, he's just happy." And I think that's a good thing to just kind of strive for, is just to be cheerful and have a smile on your face.
I got Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." And I thought about how oftentimes while we're doing a job or something, it seems like it's just dragging on, and it's getting late and everyone's getting tired. One of the most encouraging things that helps you keep going is the other people around you just steadily keep doing their part and not complaining. And they're not really doing anything to encourage you on, but it's just their example of just steadily moving forward that encourages someone to keep on going and push themselves. And I think it's often that way with spiritual things. It seems like sometimes we can get kind of weary and seems like we're not really getting anywhere. Things just kind of drag on, and it's just kind of helps when there's someone who just keeps going forward even when they start to get tired or weary. And that's just something that I want to strive for, to be someone who just keeps on going even when things get hard, to be an encouragement to others.
This is something I think about all the time, and it's, you know, if you think about it, it doesn't have to be, to encourage someone doesn't have to be a really big, great thing you do. It's just like, just kind of the way you live, just little things here and there, like, you know, just taking out the trash, helping a neighbor, old neighbor lady do something, you know, or singing in the nursing home, or just having good attitude when things aren't going your way. And it's just, I always like what, think about what David says, you know, when you're in a group with people, you either raise or lower the standards in that group. And yeah, that's just a good thing to think about.
Last week, I've been thinking some about what Brother David talked about in one of his last sermons. He said how, you know, when we learn things is when we go through things that aren't fun, they're hard. And I thought about how encouraging that is when we see someone that's having a hard time or just down. We can share that with them, that, you know, it doesn't hurt us when we get through it. It just helps us. We learn from that. So I really appreciate that thought.
I can encourage those around me by just saying good morning or have a smile on my face, like Roger was saying, and just be happy, and also by just being ready to help others. If I see somebody struggling, just be there ready to help them.
One thing that encourages me is just when I lose something it's just a good encouragement to remember and be thankful for what I already have. And another good thing that encourages me is talking to older people with wisdom. It's nice to hear someone who's already been through a lot.
I can be an encouragement to others by helping my little brothers. One way to encourage people is to let them know we are humans and we make mistakes, but as long as we keep trying, we haven't failed.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
I can encourage others when I remember to share.